Esto es El Clavo.
Bueno, gente, bienvenidos al Clavo. Estamos aquí en el Intercontinental en los EFIS 2019 con esta vez el grandísimo honor de tener a Tracy Alford, es presidenta y CEO de EFI Worldwide. Y tenemos a Ana Smolka, que es la Senior Manager Internacional de EFI Worldwide. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. First of all, it's a great honor for us. Thank you very much for your time. We all want to enjoy our drinks, but so this is precious time. So thank you. So to start, I think, is this your first time here in Costa Rica?
It's my very first time in Costa Rica. Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
I think you've been like in all meetings and that sort of thing.
Predominantly, unfortunately. I definitely need to return and see more of the country. I'm Australian and I definitely want to see the Costa Rican beaches.
The beaches and the volcanoes.
Absolutely, all that sort of thing. But having said that, I've had wonderful hospitality. I've eaten some great food. Excellent. And I have enjoyed my time while I've been here.
This one is like a business trip, okay?
It is.
And you?
It's actually my second time, but it's my second time and also a business trip for a second time. So for a second time, I just saw the hotel and the business places we've been.
Tienes que venir de vacaciones.
Yes, tengo que venir. Volver de vacaciones, seguro.
Okay, the first question is, EFIE stands for effectiveness.
Yes.
Okay, but do you think creativity drives business?
So the way we view it at EFI is that we have four key pillars and a framework that we work to. And the first one is about understanding your business context and your objectives. The second one is understanding the insight behind the behavior that you need to change or drive linked to the creative idea. The third pillar is around execution excellence. And the fourth is around results. Now, my observation of seeing a number of cases around the world is that what really drives results is excellence across each of those four pillars. So creativity is definitely key. It plays in a very important role. But if you don't think about the context, or you're not clear on what the correct objectives is, then you don't maximize the creative to its benefit. So, and I think the other thing I would say about creative in terms of statistically, we can prove that being brave is absolutely crucial. Now, so if you go and do something that's been done before repeated, it doesn't mean that you don't get positive results. It's just the incremental differentiation between average increase versus outstanding increase. You have to be brave. There's a very big connection between bravery and differentiated results.
Okay, brave work creates results.
Exactly.
Ana, te voy a preguntar en español, ¿ok?
Dale.
Ok. Nosotros también somos publicistas. Creemos que mucho el formato de EFI, de estar midiendo la efectividad, ha sido, pues tal vez la palabra es un poco grande, pero ha sido copiado por los festivales de creatividad. Hay muchos rubros que EFI pues le dio fuerza durante todos los años y ahora pues un festival como Cannes utiliza la medida de efectividad más que juzgar la creatividad solamente. ¿Por qué crees que eso está sucediendo? ¿Qué crees que EFI ha logrado poner con fuerza en la mente de otros festivales creativos?
Bueno, voy a contestar en inglés para que mi CEO entiendas lo que estoy hablando. Yes, I think the fact that there are some creative festivals like Cannes getting to the marketing effectiveness space speak a world about our brand worldwide. EFI Worldwide as a brand has grown so much as the marketing effectiveness competition that has created such a space for brands to understand how it's important to go beyond the creativity, but to get results. A campaign without results doesn't really add much to the space
especially to the
competitive space. So that I think it speaks loud, like a world of how strong the EFI brand is and that we are the marketing effectiveness competition to go after.
El Clavo.
Now, we're going to talk about something that's absolutely critical for success in today's world, and yet so many people are struggling to even define, and that's consumer experience.
Yes.
For you, what exactly is a great consumer experience?
Well, I think the first thing what you've identified is the customer journey has changed significantly. So, I mean, again, what we see is those who apply very strong strategic thought process and creativity generally do well at it, but the execution side is outrageously complex. And I don't think that's going to alter for a period of time. So I don't think at this point in time there's any one organization or one brand, I think, who has captured everything that goes with that. We see people who, if we describe it like the funnel, people who are very strong strategically. We see people who are very strong in the execution side, so the D2C space. But I think if we were to identify a global brand that we see has utilized technology, understands the channel, and does deliver excellence, and I'm not saying this by any means is perfect, because as I said, I don't think there's a perfect solution, and that would probably be Amazon.
Okay.
They know when you order, they know how much you order, why you're ordering. They now have, you know, Alexa, which also gives them a whole nother list of algorithms. But I think if you lean more towards the customer experience and service side of things, is that, you know, if you have an issue, it's replaced immediately. It's like there's no debate, is this the right thing, wrong thing? So I think, you know, they've chosen a certain path, and I think that potentially sets them apart at this point in time. But the customer journey is outrageously complex, and I don't think any one entity on their own has mastered that yet.
Yeah, because a brand is not just a brand anymore.
What you say is so true. Like, pulling brands apart now is just, particularly as we moved into an economic environment that was fueled by energy and production into a data orientated economy, pulling apart a brand and a business is becoming more and more difficult. Facebook's a brand. It's also a business. It's also a communication platform. In some instances, they're people's clients. Sometimes they are the channel. Google's the same.
Mm-hmm. And they're an experience.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, and also what we're seeing is this, you know, they're bringing creatives in-house. They're bringing, you know, expertise. And then you've got clients bringing in technical expertise in-house. So, I mean, I think the fun part of it is that it's incredibly dynamic and it will continue to change. But definitely the talent and the skill set needs to evolve with that. My observation of something that I think often gets forgotten is the long-term strategic understanding, as opposed to just, I suppose, the algorithm and the coding and going and acquiring a customer. And that's fine short-term, but it has long-term implications if you genuinely haven't thought that through.
You think you have another brand in mind that you think that they're doing like great consumer experience? Yo tengo la mía. La mía es Adidas.
Ah.
Adidas me gusta mucho a mí.
¿Y por qué?
I like Adidas because, for example, any like sneakers. You open like the box and the experience begins even like when you saw an ad, when you saw some player using the sneakers, or you saw an ad of somebody that told you that their sneakers went that way. So I think Adidas makes great consumer experience because it's like you were telling before, like the journey that mm-hmm. one has from the beginning to the end. It's like a great journey. So I think Adidas is a great example for how a great consumer experience should be done today.
I would agree. And I think the other thing that Adidas has also done, because they have entered a lot of cases globally, is that they have had an amazing ability, unlike also some of their competitors, like a Nike. I think that whole area
Nike is also great.
Understanding culture and the dimension of culture and the change and being able to identify, adapt, attach yourself to something that's culturally relevant in the moment. And I think, again, for me, that's the strategic understanding of all the changes that are happening. And I think they do that exceptionally well.
Yeah, and they are not just selling you the clothes or the sneakers. They're selling you the brand.
They're selling you an experience.
The experience and all around it. It's great.
I have two to help you. One is the new Apple.
Okay.
That it's, for me, Google.
Yes.
I think that Google is And it's doing a 360 degrees campaign and touch every point in all cases. And the other one is Nike, and I love it because they're doing an incredible work with women empowerment right now and in all campaigns. I love that.
I would agree. And what's interesting, so we've just had our 50th anniversary and we awarded five brands. One of them was Nike, one of them was Apple, one of them was Dove.
Yeah,
Dove, of course.
Yes. Dove.
MasterCard and IBM. And I think with all of those, there is an exceptional customer experience, but also sustainable over time.
Yes, of course. I agree.
And again, I think it's that strategic insight that it is then attached to something that's very relevant, that talks to your target audience, and that ability to re-innovate all the time, I think it's really crucial.
Some brands worry about how are they making the world a better place.
Yes.
Like a brand purpose, you know. But companies sell their products and services, and at the end, they're judged by the shareholders or the owners who want them to succeed financially above anything else. So how should brands leave making the world a better place? Should this be like a government thing or an NGO thing?
I think it's everybody's thing, to be perfectly honest. And it's very interesting that you raise that, because we have seen over the course of the last couple of years an increase in our gold winners actually having purpose as well as being able to deliver financial results. And the Financial Times released a video, which I can send to you just for you to take a look, a couple of weeks ago. And they analyzed the FTSE, and they've always put a lot of emphasis around shareholder value, so basically share price. They are now doing shareholder value and customer value because they are so linked fundamentally. If you don't give to your brand, ultimately that has an impact, and people, you know, they shop with their feet, I think, in some instances. Now, I think that will evolve over time, but I think the really big caveat behind that is authenticity. Don't pretend to be something you're not because it's perceived at a point in time, because you will be found out. So I think brand purpose is key, but it needs to be authentic. It needs to be fully integrated into your brand. So whether that's your supply chain, how you communicate, your channel strategy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it needs to be very thoroughly thought through to be sustainable. But I think for me, I think it's at this point in time, it's everybody's role.
It's good that brands are getting involved.
It is. And I think, you know, it's not that NGOs and governments don't, I mean, that's a key part of why they exist, but I also think the business community has a role to play as well.
And consumers are expecting this.
Absolutely. And if you look at it generationally, particularly the millennials, and I don't think that this is going away, will continue. I mean, I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she came home the other day and she said, "Oh, mummy, I want to take in my knife and fork." And I said, "Why do you want to do that?" "Because they eat lunch at school." And she said, "I don't want to use recyclable things anymore." And so, you know, there's another generation.
It's a generation.
There's another generation that's coming through where they just won't find it acceptable. Yeah. So I think, you know, I think it's essential.
For us, it's a change. And for this new generation, it's like an automatic thing.
Yes.
El clavo.
Can you talk about the EFIs, about the grand EFI?
Yes.
What do you think about the creativity and the effectiveness in Costa Rica?
So in Costa Rica, I think like any part of the world, I think it has a great, you know, creative scene, and the quality of the work. What EFI prides itself on is that we keep very rigorous standards across the world, no matter where you are. So what you're seeing is indicative of what you would see if we were awarding in Australia, or we're ordering, you know, in France, wherever it is in the world. So I think, you know, you should be very proud of the work that's being done here, and particularly, you know, all the golds, including the grand, they're great pieces of work.
What do you think, Anna?
I was really proud to see the amazing cases being awarded. I feel blessed that I have the pleasure to work with so many partners from around the world. We have more than 50 partners around the world, and they all have their own unique ways sometimes of bringing the FE methodology and process and awards to life. I'm Brazilian. I do feel especially proud of being Latin American and seeing such a strong partner in FE Costa Rica that year after year deliver great results and great award shows. So I was really proud to see the award ceremony today going very smoothly and everybody so excited about it being an FE winner.
And thanks to celebrate 10 years.
Absolutely.
Why you decide to come to Costa Rica to celebrate the 10 years of FE?
As Anna said, we have 55 programs around the world. And so that makes it a very heavy travel schedule if we went to all of them, but I don't. I can't. So I'm very choiceful about where I go and why I go to certain places. And we have a Latin partner meeting every year and we make a choice where that is. And I felt what FE Costa Rica had done, not just with their awards, but as you saw tonight with FE Collegiate program and what they do as students, I think is really exceptional. Nurturing the next talent of the next generation of our industry is essential. And so we made a choice because it was the 10th, it's a special year, but also it's a partnership that I think has invested and has looked beyond awards, and it basically answers our mission, which is to lead, inspire, and champion the practice and the practitioners of marketing effectiveness. So that's why we're here.
Thank you very much to be here. But the next time, please come to Costa Rica to have fun, okay?
Absolutely.
Yes. Volcano.
Exactly.
What's next for FE?
What's next for us? We're on a journey, just as Costa Rica has been on, to ensure that as we do our awards and we get all this data, we start to share it back. So we have over 10,000 cases from around the world on that data, and we're going to start to do more analysis. And we've just started an FE Academy, which we're doing in New York and also China. We're doing learning sessions. We're going to do some online work as well. So more and more people can understand what it takes to be effective, and we can share our knowledge. And hopefully also that more and more people can learn from other experiences, not just inside the country, but outside of the country, region, and more broadly across the world. So our next step really is to put more emphasis on the educational side of things.
Tracy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your
thank
time.
Thank you so much.
And keep enjoying.
Esto fue una producción de emotionspodcast.com.